This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Bears. We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris.
I promise I'm louder in person. I'm glad we're working this time.
All right, guys. We have time for one more Chris Emma. This will be the last one.
Well, Coach, just say the word, and I'll get my technique fine-tuned and ready for your offensive line.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Let's go up to Hallis Hall because apparently it was hot. People were bothered. It was a long practice. Folks were fighting. There's a whole thing. And Chris Emma saw it all. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Emma, what do you know?
Boys, what's up? Yeah, it was one of those days today. It was a physical, tough, intense practice. And that was by design. Ben Johnson spoke to us before practice and made it clear. He goes, this is going to be a big day for the guys. And he kind of had a wry smile going. And now we know it was designed for short yardage work on offense. You know what that means? That means running the ball a lot. That means physical plays. That means guys bunching up on each other. It was live tackling today, which I've not seen it. I'll just tell you, like, it's my 11th training camp I've seen, 11th year on the beat. I've not seen a practice as physical and intense as this. And it's different. A lot of coaches prefer no live tackling, prefer to keep things lighter, to preserve bodies. Ben Johnson wanted them to get after today, and that's exactly what they did.
Man, that's amazing, Chris. Good summation. And I'm thinking of all the different old football heads I've worked for or with at this radio station. Right, Lawrence?
You're thinking about Doug Buffon right now.
I'm thinking about Doug Buffon, but I'm also thinking about Dan McNeil back in the day, or I'm thinking about Hamp when you were working with him, and all these guys saying, like, why don't they hit anymore? Like, what's wrong with practice
it's football,
these days?
Mister.
That's right. It's football, mister.
Look, there are a lot of people who even newer school former Bears would tell you that you have to tackle to work on tackling.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be tackled to work on enduring tackling. Mm-hmm. So good stuff, Emma. And I imagine that some of the players liked it too.
You better believe it. Yeah, Tyreek Stevens spoke to us right after practice. He had a big old smile going. He just feel good about this practice. And so here's Tyreek Stevenson. Here's his reaction to practice today.
I feel like that's what we should practice like every day. That's the message the team shot to us. The coaching staff and everybody, that's what we need to see out of every day to be a championship defense and a championship offense. So moving forward, that's what we want to see at practice.
What was Ben's message at the end when you guys all circled up?
We working. We putting money in the bank every day. this lead don't know what's coming for him because we put in daily deposits every day. He kept it short and simple because that's what it is. Everybody show up here to work day in and day out.
You guys looked, the defense looked specifically really ready for a confrontation today as soon as we walked out there from the start. Is that indicative of how you guys were feeling going into it?
I wouldn't say confrontation. It's just, you know, amped the practice. Yesterday we had a little off day. You know, we weren't expecting it. So, you know, as a defense, we felt good to come out there and get the message across to the offense that, you know, it's time to practice. So that's pretty much that's what it was. And our coaches let us know that type of day it was, and we just executed.
So not just tackling, I'd assume, Lawrence, but some of the hand fighting that Dennis Allen cornerbacks have to play with, and both Tyreek and Jalen, when he's healthy, love to play that way.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because I want to ask Emma about this. Is it a lock that Tyreek Stevenson is the number two corner on this team?
It's not. We're going to get to that one. That's an interesting one. That's been on my mind a bunch today. But Roschon Johnson was part of that physicality. I counted four different fights, I believe it was, today. Like, legit fights, not like pushing and shoving. There was plenty of that as well. The most notable was Roschon Johnson and Jonathan Owens. Jonathan Owens pushed the ball away from Roschon Johnson, who then threw it at Owens, and they got into it. The two of them got pulled aside. So you're going to hear from Roschon Johnson now how that went out for him. And he was not thrilled.
This camp, football, hot, tempers flare, getting competitive. That's all it was.
Anything you took exception to in that particular sequence?
Exception?
Yeah, anything that bothered you and kind of made you throw the ball at him?
Nah, it's just, like I said, it's football. You compete at a high level, stuff like that's bound to happen. So,
practice felt elevated today. From the time that you've been, is that the most intense practice you've been a part of?
Yeah, probably definitely one of them. Yeah, like I said, it was one of those days. It was short yardage goal line, and it's a hat on a hat. So, yeah, it was definitely an intense one.
I see what you did there, Chris. You played the guy who loved it, the guy who didn't really like it that much. I mean, yeah.
At the end of practice, like, you know, a lot of times your coaches say, get up. They're getting guys' faces, no push and shove. Like, Ben Johnson seemed to be like the scene from The Joker with that smile on his face and like fires all around him. Like, he was loving this. This is what he wanted today. He wanted these guys getting after it. They gathered together after practice. We're all kind of listening in if there's going to be like, well, I don't want to see that ever again. It was none of that. Like, he loved the competition out there. Today was by design, and that's a young head coach really testing his football team.
Chris, Roschon, to me, like, I liked watching him on God's Play last year. And he obviously can be a good blocker, but he always, to me, it looks a little bit slow attacking the hole, like very deliberate. And it's hard for me to picture him in a Ben Johnson offense because of that. What has it looked like to you when you've got a chance to look at Roschon running the ball in this offense?
You got a dose of it today with the short yardage work in particular. I think the key for Roschon Johnson is just being used appropriately. And the sequence I always go back to, guys, is that disastrous goal to go in Indianapolis where they ran three straight times, ended with a 12-yard loss for DeAndre Swift. Roschon was not using that. Like, he's here to be a power back. Like, you kind of know what he is at this point, but they did not use him properly at all. And I think the sense is Ben Johnson knows how he wants to use him. He's going to be that third and short guy. He's going to be that goal line guy. He's going to be getting into the end zone of it. You saw a lot of Roschon Johnson today. He looked tough. Like, he looked like the Roschon Johnson you've been hearing about for 2+ years now. New regime and offense that fits better for him in terms of those particular packages. And I think a coaching staff that values having his profile the way that the last coaching staff did not.
I just flashed to Jamal Williams having like 15 one-yard touchdowns as a member of the Lions a few years back.
I think the number on Roschon Johnson right now is 3.5 touchdowns. He had 6 last year.
So this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So if you were thinking on a weird prop bet on the Bears, over touchdowns for Roschon Johnson might not be a bad one.
I mean, Jamal Williams, it felt like he had like 15 touchdowns and like 40 yards.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? This is straight up vulture activity. Like for fantasy football or sports betting,
oh, yeah.
Straight up vulture activity when you're talking about what Roschon Johnson can end up being in Ben Johnson's offense. I mean, they are related. They're not.
By the way, I'd recommend to everybody to just Google Jamal Williams and see the first picture that pops up, his Saints promo picture. This man is insane.
Oh, I got to check this out.
Douche to it right now. That smile. He's an insane and hilarious individual.
Very emotional guy.
Yeah.
Remember the Hard Knocks with him and him bursting into tears when he was with the Lions, talking about like how important the game was to him and everything?
Just go ahead. Everybody Google Jamal Williams, wherever you are.
That's a great picture.
That's amazing.
Actually, all of the pictures of him are actually really great.
Every single one. Every single one's amazing.
Good for him. All right, so Emma, let's get back to the defense and Dennis Allen's impact on it and where guys fit.
Yeah, your question about Tyrique Stevenson, like, it's twofold to me. In theory, he seems like the perfect fit for this defense. We get to talk to Tyrique as well as Nashawn Wright about the style of defense. And Nashawn Wright's like, man, we get to get in these receivers' faces. Like, I think about Tyrique Stevenson as that man corner, and it seems like an ideal fit. But there's a lot with Tyrique Stevenson. We've seen plenty. You just can't get past the details of last year. Ben Johnson came in saying that Tyrique Stevenson has a clean slate, and every single one of these players does as well. One thing I've come to appreciate with Ben Johnson is just the way that he answers questions candidly. He'll talk about guys candidly. So I asked him today about Tyrique Stevenson. Here's his answer.
Well, I think he's an awesome person. I think that's what stands out first and foremost. He's got quite a personality. He's good to talk to. I think he works hard. He's sometimes he talks a little bit too much. And you got to tell him to be a little bit quiet. But he's a guy that you want on your side. He's like I said, he understands this is a big year for him. It really is. Going into year three is kind of make it or break it for a lot of guys, and he understands that. I think he's approaching this the right way. The competition that we've had in that room has been really good for not only him but the rest of the guys, and I'm excited for the direction he's headed right now.
That guy lowers my Bears' blood pressure. That's what Ben Johnson does. I hear him talk. And it just sounds level. It sounds honest when he's talking about dudes. Like, yeah, Tyrique can talk too much. Okay, that's fine. All right. No big deal. Matt Eberflus had no idea how to deal with a personality like that.
But even on the other side of it, it's also him being like, but he better produce this year.
Absolutely.
It's a big year for him.
That's coaching, man. Let's go. What do you got? What do you got? Let's be honest about our pluses, our minuses, who we are as people. Let's go.
So Emma, do you think that Tyrique has gotten over what happened last year?
I'm not sure. I asked him a question and then a follow-up. You're going to hear both answers of that from Tyrique. Look, I don't think any Bears fan or anybody out there can think about the name Tyrique Stevenson without first going back to late October in Washington and that disastrous moment, that mental lapse that he had. And he's had a lot of good on tape, and there's a lot to really like, but there's been a lot of struggles. And when you hear Ben Johnson say make or break, like, you've seen the make, the interceptions, the playmaking ability. You've seen the break. You've seen how he can break it. And I can't wrap my head around Tyrique Stevenson's season because it could really go one way or the other. But Here's Tyreek Stevenson on looking in the back and now looking ahead.
Carry with me. I would just say keep my same aggression and my mentality when I'm in the game. Put behind me just pretty much anything that shows negative on my resume, pretty much. That come technique, that come game situations, that come with any little thing, not hustling, not showing effort that I need to in certain plays. So anything like that, I just want to put behind me.
Last season for you individually, I mean, is that something that drives you through this offseason? Is it drives you into this season? Or
Myself, I drive myself every day. I'm my family, I'm the only son. I'm the big brother, so my life pretty much drives me every day. I don't use anything external to drive me because at the end of the day, that can die out. So my life, my story drives me every day.
That's interesting. It's relatable because, like, a lot of us are proud and need to feel confident to be good at our jobs, but you also got to try and be accountable for the stuff when you screw it up, and it can be hard to do. That's a young man trying to figure it out, my ears.
It's interesting because, you know, I had someone say to me last week when I was up there that maybe he doesn't quite understand all of the elements of what went wrong last year. That he might understand that the waving to the crowd part was wrong, but not being out of position and then messing up what the play was and messing up Kevin Byard being like, I don't know if he's come to grips with all of that.
Like he thinks he was just trying to make a play.
Yeah.
When the fact is he screwed up the whole team plan.
Yeah. That he might look at it as, well, yeah, I was totally messing up with that thing. But then I came in and did like kind of this heroic thing and it just didn't work out.
Hero thing is as much of a problem as anything.
Correct. Correct.
Lawrence, you're exactly right. It was never really addressed to that detail last year. That was the downfall of Matty Eberflus's era, was never getting out in front of that, never holding a player accountable for an egregious mistake that cost them a game they should have been winning. And look, it's different now with Ben Johnson. He's going to hold players accountable. The perfect situation now for Tyreek Stevenson is having Deshaun Wright working up against him. And with Jalen Johnson out on the NFI list, they're working on opposite sides in that starting defense. But they're competing against each other. And Deshaun Wright comes from a system where he's been coached in Dallas by Al Harris. He's got the favor of this coaching staff, frankly. He's earned it. This is a guy that they sought out and coveted for their defensive fit. And he's somebody who works with what Dennis Allen wants to do. So I think Tyreek can understand the fact that that old staff that was protecting you last year, they're gone. This is a new staff you got to win over. You got past transgressions that are just you can't wipe away at this point. You got to go prove it. And Ryan Poles believed in him a couple years ago, bring him in. But obviously, this is a kid who knows he's on the hot seat. And Ben Johnson isn't afraid to say it either.
Give me some more of that Ben Johnson serenity. That serenity now. Let me hear the coach.
It is great to have a Bears head coach who just answers questions directly and doesn't seem like he's trying to hide from this or that or just get out of a question as much as he can. Ben Johnson talked today about his philosophy with mistakes, and he was asked about the idea of this. The question was prefaced like, I know you want perfect. And he goes, look, well, here's Ben Johnson. Here in his own words, Ben Johnson on his philosophy with coaching mistakes.
Well, I just want to say it's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. So I know we want everything to be right in line every single time, but you know, a message to the unit is we're going to have mess ups, we're going to have mistakes, and I think the bad teams, they come on out there and you say, oh, we're just one off on this play, and then another guy takes his turn, we're one off on this play, and then you go to, and it just looks terrible. Where really the good teams, when they have mistakes, their buddies cover it up for them. So if a lineman happened to do the wrong, miss a block, then the back is going to make the guy miss and end up still springing a big run, you know, or protection breaks down and the quarterback can break the pocket and extend the play and we can still have positive results. And so that's where, you know, you talk about the perfection part of it. I don't quite see it that way. I think we need to complement each other better, you know, as a unit right now. And so that's what we're learning from. And guys are still thinking a lot. They're not playing maybe as fast as they can. And over the course of camp, we'll see that play speed pick up.
So that makes sense to me, Lawrence, that, you know, there's still too much thinking going on. This is early in the process in that way.
It is. It's early in the process and it's supposed to be that way a little bit. Trying to find, when we were talking with Ant yesterday, like that's what we were discussing. Up there is the demarcation line of when is that still acceptable?
Yeah.
And when does it become something that you have to address and how do you address it? And I don't know if anyone has the answer, but if anyone does have the answer, it would probably be Ben Johnson. So leaving him in charge of that is definitely a good thing. But I understand anyone that's in there going, man, this still looks robotic. This still looks a little bit clunky. How do we get to the point where it doesn't?
And look, when he talks about what bad teams do, like, he's not calling anybody out. But, man, I think back to last year and the last couple of years with the previous staff where these things weren't corrected the way they should have been. They weren't addressed in practice. Like, mistake would happen. They just reset the play. They focus on doing it right the next time rather than addressing what went wrong. These guys weren't coached with the level of discipline for a staff that – preached a ton about discipline. It was not addressed the way it should have been in training camp. And you can say, well, it's just late July. It's August. It's not the season yet. Then you get into the season and you see the same mistakes over and over again. And the mistakes are natural right now. The sloppiness is to be expected. But when you get toward late August and this team is becoming more ready for week one, and certainly once you get into regular season games, like, you want to see this the way that it was addressed be taken care of, that it's gone. It's not a part of this team's lexicon anymore. And I think Ben Johnson, he's not calling out the last step. But you can read between the lines and understand there's a precedent there was not set before that's being set now.
So depth chart day is coming, right? There's a game this week. There's a joint practice with the Dolphins. So when is depth chart day where you get to see exactly what and who they think belongs at the top?
Right now, about a minute ago, I just got the email. I've not been able to click into it yet.
Wow.
Ben Johnson was asked about the depth chart. And look, I'll preface this and he'll explain it as well, but these are often done by the PR staff. It's often done by somebody who's just going through what they see in practice, and it's not official. But Ben Johnson wants to address the idea of competition with his team. Here's Ben Johnson on what to expect with his depth chart.
Didn't write or on anything out there. I told the players that the training camp is about competition. We're trying to earn a right for the 53. We're trying to earn a role. Defensively, we don't know who's going to be up for certain packages going into week one. Offensively, there's a lot of battles going on. And so the message to the players was don't look too far into the depth chart, particularly at this point of the training camp.
Well, but if there's no or, how do they not?
I like that there's no or.
Me too, man. Me too. Go ahead. It's competition. Right, you want competition?
I have it.
Lawrence has it. All right. I have questions.
All right. So here is your depth chart. And remember, this is, you know, not official. It's unofficial depth chart.
Yeah, but it's from the Bears.
But it says it's unofficial.
Though
it's from the Bears.
Okay.
They underlined unofficial.
They sure did, Emma. Your offensive line for the Bears.
You starting at left tackle?
No, I'm going to torch you.
Come on.
I'm going to start at right tackle.
I know that's Darnell Wright.
Darnell Wright, Jonah Jackson, yeah. Drew Dahlman, Joe Thuney, and Braxton Jones.
Wow.
Two tight end set, by the way.
With Colston and Cole.
Yep. Roma Dunze opposite of DJ Moore. Your number one running back is DeAndre Swift. Your number two running back is Roschon Johnson.
Hmm.
Your number three running back is Travis Homer.
Oh, boy.
Your number four running back is Ian Wheeler.
Wow.
Stud's going to owe me money.
You think Kyle Manunga's getting cut?
I think that seventh round, it wouldn't be a surprise if he got cut. He's a seventh round pick.
Lawrence, the Rutgers kid on the Chiefs was also a seventh-round pick.
I understand that.
What's his name?
Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, Pacheco.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Manunga.
I'm all in for Kyle Manunga, yes.
Here's the cream
of the Rutgers team.
Here's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sure that no one gets their heart broken if he gets cut. Just knowing that seventh round running backs get cut.
You've been preparing me for this subtly throughout the day, and I haven't wanted to buy it. Now the depth chart is making me think about it. Okay.
It is unofficial, though. Would you like to know who the backup quarterback is?
I would very much. They have 1, 2, and 3 on the backup quarterbacks?
They go all the way to 4.
Okay.
Tyson Bajan is the backup quarterback. Case Keenum is, and that's what we were talking about during the break,
yes.
You and I. Like,
yes.
And
Case Keenum is the 3.
And Austin Reed is your number 4.
Okay.
Any other questions?
They have 2 linebackers listed or 3?
Oh, you know what? Let me go back to something. The number 2 left tackle is Ozzie Trapillo.
Okay.
The number three left tackle is someone named Joshua Miles.
It's not Karan Amagaji.
Karan Amagaji is the backup at right tackle.
Okay.
With someone named Theo Benedict as the backup at the number three guy at right tackle.
He was here. All right. So that's interesting. So Ozzie's the swing, essentially.
For now.
Sort of, yeah.
I still think that he's going to be given a chance. All right. You wanted to know about the defense.
Yes.
Okay. They don't have the Mike Sam Will designation. They just have linebacker.
And they only have two?
And they only have two. Okay. TJ Edwards and Tremaine. Edmonds, obviously.
That's awesome. So that means that Kyler Gordon is listed as a starter.
Here's what's really interesting about this, and I love this because this is similar to the ATH designation. Kyler Gordon is listed as DB. Not S.
That's excellent.
Not CB.
That's excellent.
As DB.
And he's not listed as nickel. He's just DB. They're going to use him all over.
They have Jalen Johnson listed as the number one, but obviously he's on NFI, so it's parenthetical, with Tyreek Stevenson being the second corner.
Okay, who's the other corner? They have who's behind Jalen, if it's parenthetical?
Nashawn Wright.
Okay.
Which is what Emma has been trying to explain to us here, that, you know, you might want to do something. Then Terrell Smith is behind Tyreek Stevenson. Is anything else you guys want to know from the depth chart?
I don't think so. Byard and Brisker as your number one safeties.
Yep.
Jonathan Owens is one of those backups?
Yeah, Jonathan Owens is the backup for Byard. Listed here on the depth chart. Isn't this in compelling radio?
It actually is. I think if you're a Bears fan out there, go ahead and text us at 312-644-6767. Kyle Manunga is your fifth running back?
Yeah.
He's your fifth running back. That's a message sent, at the very least.
Well, I mean, he didn't have a great day Sunday, right, Emma? Wasn't there he missed an assignment on Sunday? And if you're a seventh-round running back, you can't miss assignments.
He just hasn't really flashed so far in camp. I've not seen anything that says this kid's really going to be part of this mix. It's all kind of potential and thoughts of what he could be. But, yeah, they want to see it. The staff wants to see it from him.
Wow. And Ian Wheeler. I'm interested to see if Ian Wheeler's getting a real shot.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be interesting to see that what happens in the game. And maybe Manungai is one of those guys where the lights come on. He's more special than he is in practice. But if you're going to be a seventh-round pick,
you got to be special in practice.
You got to do all the things. Emma, great job with the Bears hit today, sir.
Nuggets, tidbits?
Double quick nuggets? Yeah, I'll keep them quick here. Segueing off that, Bears are still determining whether or not to play their starters in Sunday's game. My guess, by the way, today's practice win is they probably will hold them back a little bit. I think they got a lot of what they want out of today, in addition to Friday with the joint practice with the Dolphins. Ben Johnson's going to speak with Mike McDaniel tonight to really finalize that plan. Cole Kmet left practice with an apparent injury. It was not quite clear what it was. Doug Kramer limped off as well after getting his leg rolled up. Play of the day came from Caleb Williams on a deep touchdown pass, the deepest we've seen so far, to Rome Odunze down the left sidelines. That was the highlight of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.